Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and today I'm so excited because I have author Patricia Albert with me. Patricia was completely and totally immersed in a romantic relationship with a mystic when both of them realized that something extraordinary was happening. They surrendered to themselves, to the energetic space around them, and to the force that was driving them into higher and deeper states of mutual awakening and consciousness. But Patricia later realized it wasn't the romantic love that was the source of their accelerated spiritual and consciousness advancement. It was the mere fact that two people were engaged in the process together. It is a process available to any two willing and open people. This is the premise of the intriguing and concise new book by Patricia and Jeff, Mutual Awakening, Opening to a New Paradigm of Human Relatedness. Welcome, Patricia. I'm so thrilled to have you here.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
Well, first of all, tell me a little bit about how you came to writing the book and what the intent was to contribute to the world through this wonderful, wonderful contribution of energy. And it's a phenomenal book.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, first of all, the book is free for people to download. I don't know if you're aware of that, but if anybody wants to read it, all they have to do is just go to mutual-awakening.com and they can download it for free.
Oh, fantastic. That is so generous.
And actually, after they download it, they'll get a six-week free e-course that just takes them a bit deeper into the, you know, the content of what's actually in the book. So we did that because this particular way of awakening, you know, this way of awakening together is actually part of a new paradigm. And so it's a little bit different than learning like another meditation practice or, you know, something that people already understand. This is kind of a different phenomenon. So anyway, so the book actually came out of, and I'm writing a long book. That book is 77 pages. I'm completing a 250-page book at the moment, which will be based on how to really activate this space and consciousness in more detail. But the book that people can download, Mutual Awakening, is we wrote it in order to really help people understand what the power and the potential of learning how to come together. So most paths, you know, most of the things that people are engaged in are individually based. It's about, you know, you download something or you go to a weekend, you go to a therapist, you have a coach. I mean, all of it is basically working on yourself as an individual, whether it's, you know, enlightenment that you're after and you go to India and you meditate, or, you know, it's a certain kind of, you know, personal development. But it's all based on you as an individual working on yourself. And that paradigm, as far as I'm concerned, I was 18 in 1971 and met a man named Werner Erhard, who was the founder of EST, which later became Landmark. And, you know, it's one of the biggest, most effective transformational course. You know, over a million people have done it in the last 30 years. And, you know, it continues to make a big difference in the world. So I was a part of that before it was even EST. And so I was aware of, like in the last 40 years, this personal, individual, transformational paradigm is the one that, you know, pretty much everything falls into, including coaching and therapy. And this, what we're pointing to and what I experienced with Peter, which, you know, I can talk more about, has to do with a new paradigm, that there's a paradigm, Thich Nhat Hanh called it interbeing, and it can be called unity consciousness, which I think is often misunderstood. But It's a way of awakening together. It's a way of paying attention to mutuality, to what actually is happening between us in such a way that we can discover like a whole new kind of consciousness that's not so based on our own self-concern, but it's not just based on relationship, you know, learning how to relate to each other better. You know, that's a good thing, but it's actually that you're inside of a consciousness that includes both your individuality and it includes a very strong awareness of what's actually happening between you.
That is really, really powerful. So tell me a little bit about how you discovered the essence and the difference of this compared to what most people look at as growing together and really becoming, you know, spiritual as a couple.
Right. Well, what happened was I was a teacher. You know, I'd been a teacher for many years and had worked with tens of thousands of people. And at one point, I met this beautiful, handsome, kind of an undoing kind of guy. It's like you meet him and you think one thing and then you're completely undone by, you know, I was sort of rendered helpless by Peter. Because I didn't even take him completely seriously when I met him. I just thought, oh, he's handsome, he's awake, he's German, you know, he's this cool guy. But I had no idea what was going to happen. And so he was very, you know, he was spiritually very committed. And I had done a lot of work with a lot of people. And I was very, you know, I was fairly awake, you know. And when we fell in love, what happened was besides the power of, obviously, the personal connection that we had, we pretty effortlessly turned towards and embraced fully and completely and with a huge amount of, you know, humbleness and sensitivity. Whatever was happening between us, we were compelled and fascinated, and all we wanted to do was to be close to it. So we weren't resisting the pain. We weren't resisting chaos when it was there. We weren't resisting, you know, the intensity of the beauty that we were sharing. We just kind of kept fueling the fire by leaning into it and leaning towards it and not really being particularly attached to whether it was something very simple or cosmic. We were just kind of like, okay, yes. You know, we had this big yes to whatever was there. And what happened was for the 4 years we were together, he died at the end of it. It was so intense, like in one day, the eros and the dynamism of life had so much access to us. And we were so available, so sort of innocently available to whatever was going on and not resisting, that we were moved very powerfully into different kinds of healing and purification and just amazing experiences of love and beauty and creativity and really feeling God, you know, and feeling the God self in myself and in him. And so when it was happening, you know, I was just lost. I was completely compelled by what was happening because it was so intense and so beautiful. Like, you can't really think about it when it's going on. And then he asked me to marry him and then was in a car accident, was in a coma, and was very badly brain injured and eventually died about a year and a half later. And so, you know, the whole trauma of losing him just on a personal level, but then we were awakened. We were like inside the same consciousness continuously. So it wasn't an awakening that I had by myself, which is the traditional kind of spiritual awakening. It was a shared awakening. And we lived inside of it all the time. And it kept getting more. So when I lost him, like, I didn't know how to be in the world because I'd never been in that state of consciousness by myself. It was just with him. So I struggled. I had a 7-year-old. You know, I had a lot to deal with in the loss of him for a number of years, and I continued to teach and work with people, but I really couldn't make sense out of what had happened, and what, you know, I was just working it through. And about 10 years ago, I've done tons of work with people personally, and I started to feel like whatever that paradigm was of transformation and awakening and individual work, as much as I love people, I just thought, where's the new edge? You know, where's the new possibility? Like, this paradigm is getting so filled up with so many teachers and so many things and processes and possibilities. And I thought, it's all really great. But, you know, I know what it's like to be at the beginning of something. And I know how exciting that is. And I'm more of that type. Like, I like to be where stuff's starting. And so I waited for about 2 years. And then I started experimenting. And the internet was getting really strong. And, you know, there were a lot of things that were pointing to this, that where we're moving is more where science is pointing to rather than we're separate objects in space, that we're actually completely interdependent, completely interconnected, and that what's really being exchanged are these, you know, it's like it's all a matter of exchange. I mean, that's actually where reality exists. And then I realized with Peter that we had experienced something that fit into like this new possibility. And I started to look at what the dynamics and what the principles were of what were we actually doing and what was actually happening. And I started to teach it. I started to work with people and develop practices around it. And then about 4 years later, I met Jeff Carrera, who's my teaching partner in New York. I teach in other parts of the world, but we're partners in New York, and he's an extraordinary man and a beautiful teacher. And, you know, we've continued. And he had his own awakening experience in a collective situation, which at some point you'll have to interview him. And so we really shared this unusual experience of awakening with others in a very precise and powerful way. And we just got that this is where consciousness is going. And so that's what I've been doing is teaching, you know, teaching people virtually and then teaching people in live groups in New York and San Francisco.
Well, now, if someone, Patricia, wanted to get started on this path, I know that you are an amazing teacher and that you certainly offer the ability for people to work with you and with Jeff. But if someone wanted to get started down this path, what would you recommend they do that would be different from a regular spiritual awakening or a spiritual journey?
The first thing they have to do is they sort of have to get educated as to what's this possibility, right? So that's why we did the book, and that's why we have the e-course that we're doing for free, so that people can go, oh, I get that. You know, like, and I think the people that are attracted to this, you know, that sort of go get excited when they hear me talk about this, right? They're kind of like going, ooh, there's something about what she's saying that I'm attracted to. I may not totally understand it, but I'm like curious. Is people that have done a fair amount of work on themselves, and there's a hunger. Like part of us knows that there's something that we could share differently than the way we're coming together now that could be so powerful. And there's a kind of loneliness. I mean, I think that even with people who have lots of good relationships and stuff, there's some deeper place that wants to be met and wants to really meet others, like from a much more profound, deeper, awakened place. And this points to that. So I would initially say download the book, mutualawakening.com. That's easy. And get the e-course. And then on the website, there's tons of blogs. I do radio shows. I did a conversation with Samuel Bonder about mutuality and the sort of hyper-masculine perspective. But there's a lot of material that they can immerse themselves in. All that's all for free. And then if they want to do something to really experience going into this consciousness with others, there's also a virtual three-hour seminar retreat that I do. That's like $59. It's not a lot of money. And they can do that and get on the phone and do the maestro thing with people from all over the world. And I initiate people into the experience of this, and they get to work with each other. And it's pretty mind-blowing what happens. So that's sort of like the kind of like the easiest way in, I would say, is to read the stuff and immerse yourself in the perspective and then come do one of the three-hour retreats and see if it, you know, if it really resonates.
Oh, that's fantastic. And again, thank you so much for that generous offer for anyone to be able to explore this and see if this is appropriate timing for them to really get involved. So how has this changed things for you, Patricia, and the way you interact with everyone in general, not just that one person that
right.
you had that consciousness with that was so totally unique? Has it changed your perspective on everyone?
Yeah, it actually, so what's happening now is I have groups in New York and San Francisco. We have over 50 people in New York, and there's a new group starting, and there's a group that's gathering in San Francisco right now where people have committed to going into this kind of awakening with each other in a committed way. So they do a three-day thing, and if they're totally turned on by it, then they can be in the year-long. So you have like a group of people that are committed to being related and practicing and discovering and being on the emergent edge of this for a year. And I'm in all of it, right? So I get to be in with these unbelievable people, these gorgeous people, in this way that Peter and I were together without the being lovers part, you know, the sort of intense connection and the discovery of what it takes to be in the space with other human beings. So my consciousness, and theirs as well, is constantly being developed in this like more interpenetrating way. So it's like, I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but if you're really in love, you know, and you're really in love with your lover and you're really connected, they're with you all the time. Like you're never really apart. And we create that in these groups, right? So I feel like I'm in two places at once. I'm in a bunch of different places. Like I'm always in this connection with these amazing people in this consciousness that we're sharing. And like I'm in the world. So I'm living part-time in New York and part-time in San Francisco. And, you know, today I went out. It's a beautiful day. I'm in the middle of Manhattan. I'm right near the UN. You know, and it's lunchtime in Midtown. So there's like a gazillion people walking around. And I could feel, you know, this is all the time. I feel so open, so sensitive. Like I feel everyone. And it doesn't feel overwhelming because I feel very transparent. Like I don't feel like there's a part of me that's resisting anything. So I'm more like the wind can go through me. And I feel the people and I feel myself and I feel the air and the, you know, there's sort of a heightened sensitivity and fluidity in my consciousness. And I feel, I think, more love. I mean, I feel moved by more as I move around. I feel, I can look in, like, there was one day I looked into this woman's eyes. She was elderly, and she had her walker, and she was trying to, like, navigate, you know, the streets of New York. And she looked up at me at one moment, and our eyes met. And she was so beautiful. I mean, there was a depth to her. Like, I could sort of get a sense of who she was before she had gotten really old, right? And I just felt her courage, and I felt her struggle in that moment. And we just connected, and it was a moment of humanity that I value.
That is so beautiful, really beautiful. So how long does it take for people to develop that kind of awareness and that kind of paradigm?
Well, to move into it, I mean, I do a 3-day. I just did one in San Francisco, and we had like 40 people in it. And when you take people right into the heart of where this consciousness is emerging from, and it takes, I mean, I can take people into some of it, like in 3 hours, but if people do the 3-day, they're kind of ruined. You know, in a way, they're ruined. You know, they come out of it, and they actually are in a different paradigm. They see the work they've been doing. They see the way they've been relating to people. The whole thing changes. And then the hunger to actually live in that consciousness usually arises pretty strongly, and that's why they want to do the year long, because you want to then live in that world. You don't want to just see it. You want to actually learn how to develop it. And with this is the hard part and the good part and the bad part, is you can't do this by yourself. You actually need other people that want to engage in a particular way. It can't even just be with the, you know, that lady was very kind that she was present, but whether she would want to really engage in deepening into a certain consciousness, you know, is questionable. So I can carry the consciousness with me to some degree, but to develop it and to really experience it fully, I need other people that want to engage. And that's part of what it takes. You know, you need to have at least enough time. You know, it isn't about even engaging and going back to being alone. It's like what you want to do is build that kind of community. You want those kind of people around you.
And, you know, I was just wondering, since this seems like it's so incredibly powerful, many times spiritual work, if there's one person working on it and the other isn't in a couple situation, or one is working on it a lot more aggressively than someone else. Maybe aggressive isn't the correct word, but, you know, they're really devoting time to it. Sometimes that can cause a gap that doesn't end up with the couple staying together. Do you find that this is the case with this work, where it's really deep and really powerful?
It's interesting. We have a lot of couples that do the work together, which is smart. You know, I mean, it's pretty profound if you have your partner there. But because it has to do with relatedness, and it has to do with a sensitivity also to other people's motivations, openness, willingness, etc., I haven't seen that people have left their partners. There are a lot of people. I just went to a wedding. We actually had a woman who is 58 years old, never been married before, and has been in this work for a couple of years. And we went to her wedding in Colorado on Sunday. And, you know, and he's totally not interested in doing this, but she's so beautiful and relational and so loves him. You know, it's only good. I mean, she's not requiring him to be on the same path.
Interesting.
Bringing the sensitivity and the depth to him, and he's a happy guy. You know, I mean, he seemed to be like really happy about how their relationship is.
That's wonderful. You know, I was wondering how this compares to like the whole concept of mindfulness. I had the opportunity that was really amazing to go to a Miraval resort and spend time there with Marshall Goldsmith and Maribel Bush, who turned Google around with mindfulness, their
wow.
whole culture. And it was really a powerful experience, but the presence of both of these people were just astounding to me, the way they were consistently considering the position they hold in the world. And I was just wondering, how does this compare to the concept of mindfulness?
Well, I think mindfulness is an individual practice, you know, of being in the moment, of trying to be as present as you can be, right?
Right.
Like when you're brushing your teeth or anything, you know, is to be walking when you're walking and, you know, aware and present to everything as you move about the world. This includes that, but it's really a bit different. What starts to happen here, so mindfulness has a quality of witnessing in it, you know, it's trying to witness and be aware of what's happening. And this is, it kind of takes it a bit farther where instead of just the present moment, you start to feel like the future present. So there's this quality of something pulling you. So there's a dynamism that is actually affecting you and pulling you, even though you're present. You're present into the emergence of what's happening. So you're kind of leaning a little bit forward. And the other thing that happens as you practice this kind of consciousness, you know, as you're in it, is you start to get more unself-conscious. So you're not paying attention to yourself. You're not paying attention to your thoughts and what you're doing as much. You're leaning into this space between. Your consciousness starts to become more like it floats. It's not so much like in and down, you know, inside you and down. It's more like a flow kind of consciousness. And what I find is that people are way more spontaneous. They don't know why they're saying what they're saying, and it's really good. You know, it's kind of like when you're playing jazz. If you're playing jazz with other people, there's no thought. It's almost like there's no consciousness. You're just flowing together, and you don't really know who's doing what. It's just happening.
It sounds so amazing. I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed spending time with you today. This is phenomenal work and amazing contribution you're giving the world. Patricia, I want to make sure that you give the website one more time where people can go and get all of these generous gifts from you.
Sure. The direct thing for the book is mutual-awakening.com, so they can get it there. And the name of the website, the larger website, is evolutionarycollective.com.
Oh, fantastic. Patricia,
okay.
Thank you so much for being with us. And again, thank you for the amazing work you're doing and the contribution you're making to our universe.
Thank you. Your way of listening and your generosity really calls forth the best.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes.
And if all of you out there that would like to learn more about Expert Insights publishing our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcast, and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's getei.com. Thank you all for joining us, and have a wonderful week.